Prague 3, BBC Look East presenter Susie Fowler-Watt says it's a special anniversary year for her.
This year marks my quarter century in Norfolk. I came for a job, fell in love with Alex and the county, and the rest is history. I now feel I belong here. I belong at Look East, in my village. I belong in my friendship group. I belong in Norfolk. Why does that matter? A sense of belonging is so important for well-being. It's why loneliness can be so damaging. Why being stuck in the wrong job, the wrong marriage, or the wrong place can take its toll on physical and mental health. Most vital of all is feeling you belong in your family. That might sound obvious, but it isn't always straightforward. A family, even one that is blood-related, is a group of individual personalities, all different but joined together. Whether you feel you belong is based on how you're treated by the others in the group. It's particularly important to feel you belong in your family when you're growing up and your other groups are fluctuating madly. I'm an old romantic who loves sobbing over a soppy film. This is obviously embarrassing when the lights come up in the cinema and I have a swollen face and sodden shirt. My worst episode was in the movie Australia. My friend sat there completely dry-eyed and I'd almost flooded the auditorium. When Alex and I saw Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again, I was so moved by the mother-daughter duet at the end that I was heaving with sobs. It's still a favourite film, but my children refuse to watch it with me until I promise I won't cry. I secretly play the soundtrack in my car when I'm alone and enjoy a cathartic welling up. In both the above cases, it wasn't a typical romance that made me cry. It was the relationship between a mother and a child. For me, there is nothing stronger. There's also nothing more devastating than the loss of that bond, so it gets me every time. It's a year now since my own mother died, and I still catch myself worrying about her before realising with a pang that she's no longer here. It's a huge loss, a bond that can't be replicated. It's also changed the dynamic of our family. I'm now the only woman in the Fowler-Watt clan, not including in-laws. Although I'm the youngest, my brothers seem to view me as the organiser who sorts stuff out. In a way, I feel cast as a replacement mother figure, although I'm a pale imitation indeed. My eldest brother told everyone semi-jokingly that I'd forbidden him to go to London before Christmas to avoid getting COVID. In truth, I'd just advise him to think carefully about it. He could have ignored his baby sister, as he calls me. But I could tell he'd treated my advice as if it had come from my mum, the protective matriarch wanting everyone to be safe. Do I want this role? I thought. Isn't it easier to play the baby sister? But I realised that whatever part I'm playing, I belong in this cast, and that is what matters. The loss of my mum has also made me think more deeply about my own role as a mother. As our children grow, we recognise certain traits of ourselves, and there's a temptation to treat them like mini-me's. But of course, they are wonderful, unique creations. They will not react as you did if parented the way you were. And siblings will respond very differently to identical situations. You can't craft your children. You can only guide them through the choppy waters and let them know they belong with you, whoever they turn out to be. My 2022 Valentines. Norfolk, which has captured my heart for 25 years. And my children, who will have my heart forever.